That may be a bit much, but thank you, Dr. Kessler. This draws a little bit of excitement. I hope it's worthwhile. I hope it's worth it to you. I want to talk a little bit and just kind of reiterate how this thing goes. I didn't know that I could mention Coach Toombs' name, and I didn't know what I could talk about. And I have some notes, and I'll try to go by them. I want to try to keep you. I want to try to tell you everything. I'm going to try to tell you the whole story and how this all came about and what we're doing. But I want to thank you for being here. I told Dr. Kessler a while ago, I haven't been nervous in years until today. I just don't get, but today's obviously a day to be that way. I want y'all to understand, I've spent the last 18 years, the best 18 years of my professional career so far, at Texas High. I was fortunate to work with a super, tremendous superintendent, and Paul Norton, a wonderful board, great teachers, everybody, wonderful kids. We won a lot of games. We won a lot of championships. And we did a lot of wonderful things. And I do not want you to sit here and say, well, I'm saying I did it myself. It was a bunch of people involved. It was great team efforts. I've had the greatest coaches. I've had great young men, great players to help accomplish those things along the way. When we came here in 99, it was out of control, bad situation. And it was the most exciting time of my life. Those first 4 or 5 years, it was just unbelievable. That was bad. I'm telling you, it was hard. It was a hard fight. And that was the fun. The last 7, 8 years have been good, but there was a little bit of lacking of that excitement part of it, of building something. Coach Toombs called me, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas and said, would you be interested? Well, I worked for Johnny in 1987 to start my career. And Johnny and I, he taught me the love of keeping up with jobs. What job was open, who was going to get the job. So that was always fun. And I said, you know, Johnny, let me think about it a little bit. And I kind of dismissed it. I said, you know, I can't do that. And I talked to my wife about it a little bit. And she said, oh, yeah, you can't do that. You're a tiger. And we talked longer and longer, and it kept coming up, and it kept popping back up. And it was kind of like, why not? Why not give yourself a chance? You know, I'm 52 years old. I've got 10 or 15 more years in me, I think. And in that time, I'd like to have another opportunity to do that. I'd like to have a chance to build another program, the excitement of putting one together and trying to build. And that sort of kept exciting me. We go through Christmas, and I knew how this thing works because I remember Coach Toombs. When Coach Toombs came to Arkansas High, completely surprised me. I had no idea, and I kept up with everything. He had taught me how to keep up with coaches' changes. But I knew that if it ever got out, it was going to be just unbelievable. So I waited until the last day to call back and tell Johnny that was something I wanted to look into. And the more I dug into it, the more we talked, the more my wife and I prayed about it. It became something that I felt like it was something we wanted to do. And I will be forever grateful for my time at TISD. I got to be a part of 4 state championships, the only 4 in the history of the school. Football, baseball, swim, and track. So it was all the way across the board in different programs. My goal is to bring the same thing here. My goal is to come to Arkansas, to come to Arkansas High, and to build that thing. Now, I'm going to tell a little bit of stories as I go, and hopefully I don't bore you to death. I was telling the other day, when I came to Texas High in 99, we had a press conference, not near this big, not even close. Then I went down to my office, and there was a computer and a telephone. The cord would stretch from here to the high school. And that's all I had, and I sat down at that chair, and I'd been preparing all my life to be a head coach for 12 years, I guess. Thought that's what I wanted to do, and I sat at that chair, and I didn't have a clue. I looked down and go, what am I supposed to do now? I didn't know. I had no clue what to do. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be better this time. I have a little experience. I have a little better idea of what to do. But my old boss at Western Arkansas Stark, and this is what I've lived by my whole professional career since being with him, when he walked me to my car to leave that day, he said, Barry, if you will love your kids and take care of your kids, everything will be fine. Now, y'all think about that for a minute. It's not about who draws the best X's and O's. Those are important. It's are you loving your kids, taking care of your kids, you're providing for your kids, you're giving your kids a chance to be successful, you're giving them every opportunity. And that's what I want to do. That's what I've tried to model myself with for all the years that I've been in this league. Arkansas High, I think, is a special place. It has a tremendous history. It has a – my best friend is Jim Day. Jim Day was a quarterback, I think, on three state championship teams in the 70s. I get to hear about it all the time from him. I get to hear the stories. Swede Lee, I had Swede Lee come out to practice this last year at our practices and come out and talk and watch practice, let him evaluate what we were doing, if he liked it. And I think he enjoyed telling stories more than anything else, but there's a great history here. And it's not broken. It just needs leadership and ways to fix it. Todd Ledford is a dear friend of mine. He did a good job, worked really hard. I'm going to try to take what he's done and build on it and try to make this thing as good as we possibly can make it. And I can promise you that will be what you will see from me on a daily basis. The thing in football or in athletics, I believe completely, is about a culture. There's a culture in winning in anything, whether it's athletically, whether it's in business, whatever it is. I think there's a culture that you have to create of success. My first day as a head coach on the field, there were 224 kids, about 53 of them didn't have helmets. We went out there, and after one day, I told all the coaches, okay, you're coaching them. I'm going to talk to them about why we're going to win. We'd been told we weren't good. We'd been told why we weren't going to win, and my job was to tell them how we were going to win. And that's what we have to do here at Arkansas High. We have to create that thing so every time we walk on the field, we expect to win. It's a mindset, and it's a thing that we have to do. We have to create a culture. We have to create a culture of success, both athletically and academically. You can't separate the two. We'll have shirts that'll say practice winning every day. We've worn them for years, and I think it's something that's really important. I think it's something that tells our kids that when you get up in the morning, you be the best brother that you can be, the best son you can be. When you go to school, you be the best student you can be. When you go to athletics, you be the best athlete you can be. Everything, you cannot separate. You can't be great in one thing. You've got to be good in all of it. You can't. It doesn't work that way. The greatest players I've ever had were great young men and young ladies that have always found a way to do the things the right way in the classroom, at home, in all parts of their lives. It's going to take a lot of people. It's going to take a lot of support. If one guy could do it, it would be that guy have it figured out. But they're not. It's going to take a great group. It's going to take a great group of coaches. We're going to have to do great things in the academic area with our teachers. I'm going to need tons of support, and there's no doubt I'll have it from our board and our administration and our community. And that's one thing that's big. We need everybody in our community to be with us, and we need a bunch of people loving our kids. That's the main thing. We need people loving our kids all the way through and rooting for them to be successful and do those things. I'm ready to – I don't know when Dr. Kessler let me get started, but I'm ready to roll my sleeves up and get busy. I've worn a jacket for the last couple of days, and I'm ready to roll my sleeves up and get going. I promise every parent that entrusts their kids to me is we're going to love them. We're going to treat them as close to as I do as my own. I'm really tough on my kids when they don't do right, and I hug them up a bunch when they do well. And I hope my kids at home and at Arkansas High will be bruised with hugs. And I really think that's a big thing in having success in what we're going to do. It's a new chapter. For me, it's a new chapter for Arkansas High. I think it's going to be a long one. It's going to be a fun one. And I look forward to it. I look forward to every step along the way. I know it's going to be a great challenge, a challenge that I think I'm up to. I know we're up to. Dr. Kessler and the administration are committed to making this a great thing, and I'm looking forward to the journey all the way through. There will be some bumps along the way. We're going to get them smoothed out. We're going to get them smoothed out pretty quick. I want to thank my family. My mom and dad are here, Bertie and Jerry Norton. They've attended just about every ball game that I've ever played or any game that I have ever coached. And they'll have to get them some red stuff, and we'll get them dressed out pretty quick. It's not, don't laugh. Now, I got up this morning and ran out to Texas County Country Club to get this red shirt. Red has not been allowed in my house for these years. But it'll be a family effort. My wife's not here today. She's teaching school. Her kiddos needed her this morning, but it'll be a family affair. I promise you, we'll get everything working right our way. I want you to know that I'm proud. I am proud to be a Razorback. I'm proud to hold this position. I want to thank Dr. Kessler, the Board of Trustees, for entrusting this position to me. I told her in a text last night, I won't disappoint them. We will work as hard as anybody, and we're gonna see if we can't win championships. I remember I told my guys when I came to Texas High, we're going to win district championships, we're going to win state championships, and they fell on the floor laughing at me. True story. And we did. We've won a bunch of championships along the way. Our goal now is to come over here and do those things with kids that do things the right way. We want to win championships with kids that are good academically, that graduate and do great things. Thank y'all so much for having me here today. Media, I've worked with all of you at some point, and I'm going to be mad at you if you're not around. Anytime we can get some good press out there, I'm available at any time, and just please call us. I don't know where we're going from there, but thank y'all very much. Go home.
To the press and others, Coach Norton will be available at the